Enjoy. Good morning and welcome to Rock of Ages on WMFO Medford. My name is Ron LaRussa. I will be with you for the next hour. We've got a good show lined up today. We've got new music from a pretty established band that got to record a duet with their idol. We'll tell the real story behind one of the more interesting story songs in our One Hit Wonder segment. Plus, of course, we've got Phil's pick and the best rock from all eras here on WMFO. Let's get started with David Bowie.
Guitar, jamming good with Webb and Gilly and the spiders from Mars. They played it left hand, but made it too far. Became the special man, then we were Ziggy's band. Ziggy really sang, screwed up eyes and screwed down hairdo. Like some cat from Japan, he could lick 'em by smiling, he could leave 'em to hang. They came on so loaded, man, well hung in snow white tan. Time, jiving us that we were voodoo. The kids were just crass, he was the Nats with God-given ass. He took it all too far, but boy could he play guitar. Making love with his ego, Ziggy sucked up in just
That's R.E.M. from their 1986 album, Life's Rich Pageant. Fall on Me and David Bowie. A couple in a row, we heard Ziggy Stardust and Suffragette City here on Rock of Ages on WMFO. Well, thanks for joining me this morning. Ron LaRussa here. We do it every Monday morning from 8 till 9 o'clock. If you're in the Boston area, you can listen on the radio at 91.5 FM. And we're also available on demand and streaming live on WMFO.com. Well, we are sliding into the last week before the 4th of July weekend, and summer has a way of accelerating after that, so I hope it doesn't go too fast. And I hope you enjoyed last week's show. Got some interesting feedback. It was kind of a love it or hate it type of thing, as we celebrated the first day of summer and basically played anything that had to do with summer. And we played some pretty wild out there, out of format songs, which I like to do every once in a while when we just think about a special theme. And I'm cooking up some more for the near future, so you stay tuned for that. But today we're back to business as usual. That means the best rock from all eras. And Phil's pick. We missed you last week, Phil, but I hope you enjoyed the time off. My friend Phil from Watertown every week comes on at this time and gives us his pick for some of his favorite music that he thinks we should be listening to. Let's see what Phil has in store for us this week.
Hi, this is Phil from Watertown, and you're listening to Phil's Pick. This week's tune is Bird Dog by Elliot Brood. Elliot Brood is a Canadian alt-folk country group who are heavily influenced by Neil Young, the Band, and the Flying Burrito Brothers. So sit back and enjoy. Thanks for listening. Be safe and be kind.
City kids commit searching for light in the darkness of insanity. I ask myself, is all hope lost? Is the only
the second most popular Elvis in music history, Elvis Costello, and What's So Funny About Peace, Love, and Understanding. And we heard Elliot Brood, which was Phil's pick this week. The song was called Bird Dog, and Phil from Watertown picked that out for us. He does it every week at this time, and we look forward to Phil's pick every week here on Rock of Ages on WMFO. Well, let's check out some new music now. The Killers and Bruce Springsteen have teamed up to record a new version of A Dustland Fairy Tale. That's a song that originally appeared on The Killers' 2008 album called Day and Age. The Killers' lead singer Brandon Flowers is a huge Springsteen fan. He cites Bruce as one of his most important influences, particularly as a songwriter. In fact, The Killers took some heat from critics after their 2006 album Sam's Town because they said it drew too heavily on Springsteen's work. And when they met shortly after, Flowers was really nervous about it, but he said Bruce couldn't have been cooler and told him that he went through the same thing with Bob Dylan early in his career. Well, they've stayed connected ever since, and Flowers said that singing Thunder Road on stage with Bruce was one of the highlights, not just of his career, but of his entire life. So this is new from The Killers, features Bruce Springsteen. It's called Dustland on Rock of Ages.
Dustland fairy tale beginning, or just another white trash county kiss. And 61, long brown hair and foolish eyes. He looked just like you'd want him to. Some kind of slick chrome American prince, a blue jean serenade. Moon River, what you do to me? I don't believe you.
So Cinderella in a party dress, she was looking for a nightgown. Saw the devil wrapping up his hand, he's getting ready for the showdown. Saw the minute that I turned away, I got my money on the palm tonight.
A change came in disguise of revelation. I set his soul on fire. She said she always knew he'd come around.
And the decades disappear like sinking ships, but we persevere. God gives us hope, but we still fear what we don't know. The mind is poison.
Castles in the sky sit stranded, vandalized, with drawbridges closing. Saw Cinderella in a party dress, but she was looking for a nightgown. I saw the devil wrapping up his hands, he's getting ready for the show.
afraid. No, I can't go on living without you. No, what has love got to be so sad? What has love got to be so sad? What has love got to be so sad? What has love got to be so sad?
Playing the best rock from all eras, and we just spanned about 50 years of rock in that set, with Derek and the Dominoes featuring Eric Clapton and Why Does Love Got to Be So Sad. That's from the 1970s, and then just released a couple of weeks ago, Dustland from The Killers featuring Bruce Springsteen on that one, here on WMFO. Well, I've been going through some old albums lately and finding a few that, for whatever reason, have no presence in the digital age. They're not on any streaming service that I've seen, or iTunes, but fortunately they're still available on old-fashioned vinyl sitting in a box in my basement. I played one of those recently, a couple weeks ago, from Buckingham Nicks, the only album they did before they joined Fleetwood Mac. And another one that I found is this one. It's Heaven Help the Fool by Bob Weir. It's from 1978. I'm not a big Dead fan, but I do like the Bob Weir-led songs, and I do like his solo albums, too. One is called Ace, which is excellent, and that is available on streaming. And then there's this one. From Heaven Help the Fool, this is Bob Weir, Bombs Away, on Rock of Ages.
Well, I guess I'm back in love again. Well, hey now, and around we go. This'll bring me ruin, though I suppose it's pleasing. Well, I change the eyes I gaze in. Still, she's just another girl. And I need more than a trade. Guess I'll have to change the world. Strike up the band. Well, I believe I have this dance. Hey, raise that glass again, my friends. Yes, of course I am charming, but she's so easy. Well, I change the tune I dance to in this gay old social world. If I get a chance to, I might just change. Same old movie, been playing here for a while.
soon we'll have another day in paradise. At a theater near you, and they'll be showing it forever. So let them keep parading, give them all batons to twirl. For me, the splendor's fading, and I'll have to change the world. And it's still the same old.
Arms around me, I need to feel your touch. Fickle flame. Hey! To think I held you yesterday, your love was just a game. A golden bird that flies away, a candle's fickle flame. Hey! To think I held you yesterday, your love was just a game. Hey! You tell me that you love me so, you tell me that you care, but when I need you,
baby,
baby, take the time to get to know me. If you want me, why can't you just show me? We're always on
The name of that band is Cake. They are from Sacramento, California. And in the 90s, alt-rock was trying to figure out exactly how to assimilate rap, which was exploding onto the pop music scene. And so Cake was one of the bands that was pretty successful at it in the early and mid-90s. That song is called Never There. And we heard Bob Weir off of Heaven Help the Fool, one of his solo albums, and Bombs Away. Well, good morning. My name is Ron LaRussa. I am here with you every Monday morning from 8 till 9 o'clock on Rock of Ages. One of the things we do every week here is our one-hit wonder of the album rock radio era. And today we're going to combine that with This Day in Rock History. So let me explain. This song is based on the true story of an elderly couple from Salado, Texas, who on this date in 1997 drove to the annual Pioneer Day Festival, which was about 10 miles from their home, and they just disappeared. She had Alzheimer's disease. He was recovering from brain surgery at the time. And when they disappeared, a reporter from the Austin American Statesman newspaper wrote a series of articles about the missing couple. And fastball bassist Tony Scalzo came up with the idea for the song after reading the articles, because the band is from Austin. Scalzo said it's a romanticized take on what happened. And he said he pictured them taking off to have fun like they did when they first met. Well, 13 days after they went missing, they were found in Hot Springs, Arkansas, about 400 miles from their destination. They were still in their car, which had veered off the side of the road and was hidden in brush. So Scalzo finished writing the song when he heard that the couple had died. And a year later, this song was number 5 on Billboard's Airplay chart. This is Fastball and The Way, our one-hit wonder today on Rock of Ages.
They made up their minds and they started packing. They left before the sun came up that day. An exit to eternal summer slacking.
anyone could see the road that they walk on.
That's a group called Saga from their 1983 album. You probably know them from their song On the Loose, which was a little more popular than this one. That one is Wind Him Up, and it was kind of the second track off of that album. They're also one of those bands that don't speak a word of English, and you can kind of hear it in some of the phrasing in the song, but good stuff. Saga on Rock of Ages, and before that we heard Fastball and The Way. And that was our one-hit wonder of the album rock radio era here on Rock of Ages on WMFO. Have you been following the Britney Spears situation at all? There were more developments last week as she testified for the first time in her lawsuit to end the conservatorship that she's been living under for the past 13 years. And the Free Britney movement among celebrities and fans seems to be growing stronger and stronger every day. Well, first, nobody's trying to pretend that she's totally stable, right? But probably no more or less than anybody else in the music business. But after a bunch of public incidents of kind of erratic behavior, in 2008, she was committed to a psych facility involuntarily and then put under this court-ordered conservatorship with her father being in charge. And he basically has control over her entire life. He manages her money, which is estimated at about $60 million right now. But it goes much deeper than that, according to the testimony she gave last week in the proceeding she's brought to end the conservatorship after 13 years. And she's about to turn 40 years old. She said when she testified that she's been forced to work almost every day, comparing herself to a sex slave worker, and she has not even had autonomy over her own body during the conservatorship, explaining that she'd been told that she's not allowed to get married or have another child, and her guardians would not grant her permission to have her IUD removed. Now, her father claims she has dementia, as well as a host of other psychiatric problems. But there is this growing movement in Hollywood, the Free Britney movement, and a bunch of celebrities and fans are joining the ranks. There's also a documentary produced by the New York Times and streaming on Hulu and FX called Framing Britney Spears. So her testimony last week was the first time she's spoken, and apparently was very powerful, and it remains to be seen if the impact of her testimony and this growing public interest will affect the court's decision. So we have to stay tuned. And we will be back with more on Rock of Ages in just 30 seconds. Hang out.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
That Fastball song we played recently got me in the mood to hear another story song. This is not really a story song, it's kind of a made-up story song about old-time Hollywood. It's from the Kinks. It's called Celluloid Heroes on Rock of Ages.
Everybody's a dreamer, and everybody's a star. Everybody's in movies, doesn't matter who you are. There are stars in every city, in every house and on every street. And if you walk down Hollywood Boulevard, their names are written in concrete. Don't step on Greta Garbo as you walk down the boulevard. She looks so weak and fragile, that's why she tried to be so hard. But they turned her into a princess, and they sat her on a throne. But she turned her back on stardom, because she wanted to be alone. You can see all the stars as you walk down Hollywood. Succeeded.
labored in vain. Rudolph Valentino looks very much alive, and he looks up ladies' dresses as they sadly pass him by. Avoid stepping on Bela Lugosi, 'cause he's liable to turn and bite. Hers was such a lonely life. If you covered him with garbage, George Saunders would still have style. And if you stamped on Mickey Rooney, he would still turn round and smile. But please don't tread on dearest Marilyn, 'cause she's not very tough. She should have been made, she was only made of flesh and blood. You can see all the stars as you walk down Hollywood Boulevard. Some that you recognize, some that you hardly even heard of. Oh, people who worked and suffered and struggled for fame. And some who suffered in vain. Everybody's a dreamer, and everybody's a star, and everybody's in showbiz. It doesn't matter who you are. And those who are successful, be always on your guard. Success walks hand in hand with failure along Hollywood Boulevard. I wish my life was a non-stop Hollywood movie show. A fantasy world of celluloid villains and heroes. Because celluloid heroes never feel any. Celluloid heroes never feel any pain. And celluloid heroes never really die.
Well, that's kind of a nice way to end the show today. That's all the time we have for this episode of Rock of Ages. Thank you for listening. My name is Ron LaRussa. Now, next week is 4th of July Monday, the 5th of July. And I'm betting that a lot of folks are going to have different work and school and listening patterns. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to run the show that we should have ran 2 weeks ago, but because of technical difficulties, we actually never got a chance to air. It'll be a rerun. It'll have some dated references in it, but it's a good show, and I know you'll enjoy it, so I hope you make the time for it. Until then, have a great week, a fantastic weekend, and we will see you on the other side. Take care.
Good enough, I'm smart enough, and doggone it, people like me.
Oh, good for you!
91.5 WMFO.
I'm so happy of my